The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
When the housing boom was at its peak a decade ago, builders couldn't get enough drywall from domestic suppliers to keep up with demand. Many of them began importing it from China. Within a couple of years, homeowners who had Chinese drywall were suffering headaches and nosebleeds and seeing their air conditioning systems, among other things, ruined because the drywall was filling their homes with corrosive hydrogen sulfide. Katie Johnston-Hertz with the Virginia Public Access Project tells us they're now getting some settlement money, but not much.
Well, Sarah Kleiner-Varbel of the Virginian Pilot wrote an article about these 262 Virginia families, and they have recently received settlement checks from the class action lawsuit that they filed. This is the first money that many of these families have seen since 5 years ago when they first discovered that their homes were making them sick.
This money is from builders and insurance companies, Katie, and how much is being paid out?
The homeowners were awarded $17.4 million through the settlements with insurers who represented the Virginia companies, but around 30% of that was paid to lawyers, and another small percentage was spent on court expenses. And ultimately, in all, about $9 million was disbursed for their property claims, but that means that if the settlement money was divided evenly, it would amount to just $34,400 for each family.
Well, many of these families, though, lost homes worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh, right. And for a lot of these families, they not only lost their homes, they also lost everything in them.
It seems there's only one way these losses can be fully covered. Florida Senator Bill Nelson made it clear years ago.
At the end of the day, the deep pockets of the Chinese government are going to have to make all of these poor homeowners whole.
That's easy to say, but what's hard is collecting the money. A U.S. judge has ruled that the company that made the drywall is liable for all damages. So far, no one's been able to come up with a way to enforce that ruling. Katie, our next story is about the University of Richmond and something that might be a first in higher education.
It's called the Richmond Guarantee, and it's set to begin this summer. And the program will award up to $4,000 per student for all full-time undergrads. And the program allows students to take on unpaid internships or conduct some sort of research with a faculty member without having to rely on family resources to support themselves through the summer.
Now, the idea here is to give every Richmond student a little something extra on their resume when they move into the job market.
Exactly. And that was something the University of Richmond president, Edward Ayers, pointed out, that no matter how great your academic record is, it's no longer enough to ensure that you will succeed after college.
The university has raised $19 million in donations to pay for the internship program. And, by the way, the school is expecting it to be an excellent tool for attracting students.
It gives Richmond a great edge. If a student is deciding between Richmond and another really strong school, this could be the deciding factor.
This story was written by Corinne Capsidelis in the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Katie Johnston-Hertz is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can find more on today's featured stories and see their entire daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the state at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.